Proclamation number 8112, dated the February 28th, 1962. Purification of Earth. I want to purify the Earth and turn it into a place of peace again, where love will reign and where I will be able to stay amongst my own because their love for me allows me to do so. But first a purification process is to take place. My adversary's activity has to be stopped, and thus he is to be chained up together with his followers. That is, all souls enslaved by him have to be banished into hard matter again. All spiritual substances on the path of higher development have to be placed into forms which correspond to their state of maturity. And thus my adversary will lose all power. For the spiritual substances which will travel the path across Earth in a state of compulsion again will have been removed from him, and the people whose will he was able to influence shall have turned away from him and come back to me for good, so that they, as the root of the new human race, can no longer be bothered by him. All power, which he associates with his adherents, will have been taken from him. For he will have no control over the spiritual substances bound in matter, in the creations of Earth. And there will be peace on Earth again for a long time. Hence it is to be preceded by a purification process, and this will come about through a work of destruction of inconceivable proportions, for a total transformation of the entire Earth's surface will occur. All creations will be disintegrated and shaped anew, which also means the downfall of all people and living beings, the disappearance of everything that shelters spiritual substances. Although the creation work of Earth will indeed remain, the power of natural forces will penetrate far into the core, dissolving the solid matter and giving all constrained spirits the opportunity to receive new forms. For everything will have become disorderly because people live and act in complete opposition to my eternal order. Consequently, everything has to be arranged new, which first requires the disintegration of the works of creation which, to you humans, is the same as your downfall, for no one will survive the end apart from those who will be taken away by me before the end. Yet this last event will only be dreadful for the human being, because his soul will be banished into solid matter again, whereas the development of all other spiritual substances can only advance, for new forms will be created for all spiritual substances to shelter them. And the creations on the new earth will be incomparably delightful. And the spiritual substances will be given the opportunity to be of active service again, whereby all spirits will be able to ascend in time and again change their present form. This work of transformation of the old earth is about to happen to you humans. And although you don't know the day and the hour, you, who do not want to be doomed, who want to belong to me and not suffer the dreadful judgment of a new banishment, should prepare yourselves for the end. Believe that you live in the time of the end and consider the thought that you are creating your own fate, that you can live an exceedingly blissful and glorious life in the paradise of the new earth, but that you can also descend into utter darkness, if you are not granted the grace to be called back before in order to still find the opportunity of ascent in the beyond. And take your psychological work seriously, that is, live a life of unselfish neighborly love and you'll thereby establish the bond with me and without doubt be saved from this downfall. Time and again I will send you my messengers to admonish and warn you. And time and again you will hear of or be afflicted by all kinds of misfortunes and disasters, for they are all reminders to make you consider the possibility of a sudden departure and your soul's fate, if it has not yet reached a state befitting its entrance to my kingdom of light and beatitude. I don't want you to go astray, I want you to achieve eternal life, but you humans live irresponsibly. You don't consider me, and neither do you consider your soul's fate after the death of your body. And your attention shall repeatedly be drawn to the fact that you are approaching a dreadful fate, that you, banished into hardest matter again, will have to start the path of evolution all over again in inexpressible agony and distress, but that you will be able to prevent this fate if you listen to me, if you believe those who proclaim in my name that you are near the end. For the time is fulfilled, and it will come to pass as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.